Unit 15, D, Topic 1-1.
India's call centres.
Call centres are India's boom industry. The latest estimates suggest that in a couple of years, nearly 2 million young Indian men and women will be working in one for a wide range of companies based in Europe and the USA. The reason is very simple. For Western companies, India offers a better product at a fraction of the cost. Indian call centres recruit only university graduates. A newly recruited worker is paid around 120 euros a month. That's less than a tenth of what a call centre worker in, say, Europe would earn, but more in India than a newly qualified doctor. It's not surprising that there is intense competition for jobs. But are call centres really good news for those who work in them? The turnover of staff in a typical centre is between 25 and 40% a year. Employees work 8.5-hour shifts, with just 2 short breaks, and face an endless stream of calls from customers, many in a foul mood because their computer isn't working and they have had to wait up to 15 minutes to speak to someone. It is not surprising, therefore, that Indian hospitals are full of call centre workers suffering from a range of stress-related illnesses. "We're just like sweatshop workers," says one call centre employee, "except that we work with computers instead of sewing machines or whatever. The monotony just kills your brain." But the worst thing is that there's absolutely no chance to advance in the career. It's a complete dead end. Here are some comments. Sharath, Germany. "I am an Indian in Germany, and I think call centres are not good for India. I see no chance for growth in the Indian economy through work like this. This is just exploiting intelligent young people because it is cheaper for countries in Europe to employ them." Ramesh, India. "It isn't easy for Indian graduates to get jobs. Without call centres, many of us would be unemployed. It is hard in a call centre, but I'd rather be here than on the street." Shiva, India. "Call centres are a very good opportunity for young Indians to gain work experience, and with the money they save, they can go back to university for even better qualifications. Most people only stay a couple of years in a call centre, then they move on." Vivek, India. "Don't compare the wages, compare the purchasing power. 120 euros a month is a lot in New Delhi. And it's money they spend and pay taxes on. That's got to be good economics." Meethan, India, USA. "Western companies are using young Indians. It's true that these jobs are good for India in one way, but we need proper jobs too. I'm worried that when other countries can provide the same service that India does now, but cheaper, the European and American companies will forget us and move on."